God as well.
Sakina Kamwendo on SAFM.
Now, Hartebeespoort Residents Forum are unhappy with the poor service delivery and they want out of the badly governed Madibeng municipality in the Northwest Province. Now, they say that service delivery in the municipality in the Northwest is so poor that they are prepared to fight for the right to do so. So, for more on this matter, we join on the line by the Secretary of the Hartebeespoort Residents Forum, Kwaki Mashego. Kwaki, good afternoon and thanks for speaking to us here on Update at Noon.
Afternoon, Sakina. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Firstly, how bad is the situation actually in your municipality?
At the moment, I cannot say that it's very good, because when you walk around Hartebeespoort, as you know, Hartebeespoort is the second biggest, like Cape Town, tourism attraction. We've got a lot of potholes. We've got a lot of unsatisfying sewer spillages, everything unmaintained sewer pipes that are running over. We've got town that is not comfortable to drive. We are not even proud to see our tourists going through the potholes that they are facing every day. Now, during the time of the rains like this, it's even unbearable, tire busting, accidents and everything. So even in the poor township where they really, really need services of the municipalities are not even taken into consideration. We've got the three wards who are paying taxes for service delivery, property rates, but the money doesn't come back to restructure or build the town, to maintain the town. It goes across the mountain. So we feel like, as in Hartebeespoort inhabitants, that the municipality must put us to be part of it, because we are not the enemies of the municipality, but we want to have positive communicative space with the municipality, so they know exactly what we need as the inhabitants of Hartebeespoort. So we are not given the chance to even express our needs. We've been wanting our own municipality, as it was happening before 2000, that Hartebeespoort had its own municipality that was functional, that was doing everything up to par. But after we amalgamated, we became part of Madibeng, the infrastructure has dropped to down, and we it's falling apart. And we want to bring back Hartebeespoort to its former glory. So that is why we are standing up. We are saying, what 29, what 30, what 33? We want to stand up. We want our also to have capital projects coming to our wards. Our finances are going to Maspala, but at the end of the day, there is nothing back coming to build the town as it's supposed to be.
So, Kwaki, how have you gone about trying to get your own municipality, so to speak? Have you engaged the Madibeng municipality?
We engaged the municipality, but what we did, we also gone to as far as applying for our demarcation with the demarcation board. And the demarcation where we are standing, we are going for a review, because the municipality rejected our application, and they are citing that they cannot stand without Hartebeespoort. So we are feeling, if the municipality cannot stand without Hartebeespoort, Hartebeespoort cannot, the three wards cannot carry the other 38 wards that are under Maspala. We want our own finances, our own rates to also come back and be able to capacitate to improve the very same town.
Mm. So Kwaki, if I'm understanding you correctly, so are you saying therefore that it's not necessarily that you don't want to contribute to the broader Madibeng municipality, but you're saying that given the contributions that your three wards in Hartebeespoort make to the finances of the Madibeng municipality, you would like to see that services are rendered to your wards?
Yes, we want our services that are due to the finances the property rates that are going to the municipality. We are from Madibeng for different times. We find out that the difference is that we've got the problem of meeting the different MMs that are changing every now and then. After 3 months, they change the MM. After 3 months, they change the MM. So what is happening is that we are not coming to the place where we are able to have a formidable relationship with the municipality, where we can be able to reinforce our finances that are going there, because we want to ring fencing of the property tax contribution of what 29, 30, and 33, with the aim to utilize the funds in the best interest of the wards that we've mentioned, to make available the number of contribution in terms of the property taxes that are contributed there. Mm. The Act stipulates that all the contributions have to also come back and build the town where it comes from.
So I'm looking at a figure of 52 million rand per month to the municipal revenue of Madibeng. Is that figure correct?
Yes, in our understanding, that the figure that was mentioned by one of the Madibeng officials to say these are the figures that you are contributed there, and then we noted that down. But we requested as HIF from Madibeng the open discussion, the documentation stating what are the challenges also they are facing, because it's a two-way stream. They have to tell us, we are telling them our challenges. We want to also have the finances in black and white that they are having challenges there. So together we can work together. But it's difficult to get the budget, to get maybe the finances. How are they having difficulties? If they have difficulties of collecting the rates, we see where they are having a problem. But now there is nothing that we get. Our challenge is that everything is done political. But now as a community, we are sphere, we are different. Some people are not politically, but they are honoring their things. So we want to be able to work with Madibeng, knowing where are the problems. So, but because we don't get that, we feel like we need to have our own administration that will be able to take this thing and tackle each problem as it comes.
Mm. So what is the bottom line here, Koki? Do you want your own municipality?
Definitely. This is what we are going for. We are going for every opportunity, avenue that we can utilize to get our own. Our action item is to be recognized by the Madibeng HIF, to be recognized, notifying operations to take control of our own finances. We will get help even outside the municipality to make sure that our requests are met. We are going for a review with the demarcation board for all the other things, so that we want to win our municipality back to us, so that we can manage, we can do all our operations on our own. And we make sure that with that, we can create even more opportunity for employment for our own people, because the people that are hired, they hired only because of the political whatever. Here we want to create more jobs for our local who are disadvantaged in our own municipality. I will make an example. Right now it's raining and windy and everything. We've got informal settlements around Hartebeespoort. There is a gap between the super rich and the poor, but they are in the same time, they are willing to help the disadvantaged part of the, but they can't, because everything goes to the municipality that doesn't come and help the disadvantaged of Hartebeespoort. So the work, the creation of opportunities, the creation of business development in Hartebeespoort, it mustn't go because somebody is a political a friend of a political friend. It must go via a clear understanding that we are building this community together. So positively uplift our town. We want to take a reinforcing of this finances, and then we want our own council to stand on its own.
Final question, Koki. as the secretary of the Hartbeespoort Residents Forum, who do you speak for? Do you speak for all the residents of Hartbeespoort, or do you only speak for the well-heeled residents of Hartbeespoort?
Okay. I'm speaking for the whole residents of Hartbeespoort, Ward 29, Ward 30, Ward 33. And also I speak for the people who are putting out their money down there and they don't see anything coming back for them. They are driving in potholes, their cars are destroyed, their properties, they don't even know when is they can't even say a word when their properties are evaluated or anything. There is nothing that is communicable for them. I'm speaking also for the poor of the poorest, that they need opportunities to move forward.
Kuki, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much. Kuki Mashego is the secretary of the Hartbeespoort Residents Forum.
Update at noon, midday to 1 p.m.